Back now with Day to Day, I'm Noah Adams. A string of high-profile thefts of private consumer data has left many Americans apprehensive and much of Congress feeling pressure to act. In the latest case of stolen data, personal files on customers were apparently stolen from the popular retailer Polo Ralph Lauren. That forced banks and credit card issuers to warn thousands of vulnerable consumers. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us now to talk about this. Bob, first of all, what could Congress be thinking about doing to deal with this problem?
Well, no, a growing number of lawmakers are voicing not only concern, but in some cases irritation that some businesses might be too lax with private consumer data. And some members of Congress are pushing for new laws to try to prevent break-ins. For those cases where the cows are already out of the barn, so to speak, they want to require businesses to confess to customers when private data is taken. At least two proposals are being considered in the Senate that would crack down on companies that don't protect information from computer hackers. This idea has been endorsed by the head of the Federal Trade Commission, and it's apparently got some support from the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter, who has hinted in recent days that a new law just might be inevitable.
Tell us how it works, some details about what happened to Mr. Lauren's company.
Well, the credit companies won't confirm which retailer is involved, but the Wall Street Journal has reported that knowledgeable sources say the data was stolen at Polo Ralph Lauren. The company won't comment on the report, but HSBC North America says it has begun notifying holders of cards that it issued General Motors-branded MasterCards, we're told, and that their credit information has been compromised and their cards should be replaced. It apparently happened in January of this year, or at least was uncovered then. Visa USA also says it has been notified by a U.S. merchant, as it puts it, of a possible security breach involving its cards, and it's working with law enforcement and bank members to monitor the situation.
Any kind of scheduled timetable for getting new controls put into place?
Well, a lot of merchants are scrambling to meet a June 30th deadline to get their information, their data secure. And this isn't a government requirement. Apparently, the card companies, Visa and other credit card associations, have been trying for a long time to get merchants to secure their data. And they set a deadline of June 30th for merchants big and little to meet those requirements. And it's part of a joint effort between Visa and MasterCard. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the changes in the clothing industry since textile quotas with China were dropped at the beginning of the year.
Noah? Bob Moon of Marketplace, Public Radio's daily business show. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and about business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.